It's one of my favorite songs from the great Alabama, here in Alabama. But this is not Alabama singing this song. It's just a great song. It's actually Florida Georgia Line, which is kind of in the ballpark of where we're at. And we're also celebrating, coming off a very high victory, if you like football. The Alabama Crimson Tide just won their 17th national title, and that's 5 in the last 9 years.
Correct.
Okay, I'm starting to get this figured out. I'm from Iowa, Minnesota, so this SEC football thing is new to me. My son is a fanatic, and I'm learning as we go. But, hey, it's a pretty exciting time. You're listening to Inside Bassmaster. This is your host, Thomas Allen, and we're coming to you from the Bassmaster Towers overlooking Magic City, and we've got a very exciting show today. We're just on the cusp of talking about the 2018 Bassmaster Elite season, and we're kicking things off at Lake Martin, and I've got the man himself in the office who is, he'll deny this, but the undisputed big-time heavyweight of Lake Martin and the Bassmaster Tournament Director, Trip Weldon. Trip, and Trip is joining Chad Miller, and that's a guy you're going to get to know here, and I'm going to turn this over to Trip in a little bit, but thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you, Thomas.
So, this is the first time we've been to Lake Martin on the Elite Series, right, since that started?
That's right.
Okay, so there's a, but that's a, it's not a new lake by any means, but it's a lake that's going to challenge the anglers, it's going to produce a lot of excitement, but you guys have fished this lake. I mean, did you share a tournament water with Jesus? Has it been that long?
Probably so. We fished this lake a bunch, and we fished against each other for years and years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to hear a little bit about your history, Trip and Chad. So I'm going to turn this over to Trip. Trip is going to tell us about Lake Martin. He's going to give away the secrets. I'm kidding about that. He's going to talk about the history of the lake, and you're going to learn something. But I think the whole purpose of this is to bring to light a fishery that's not very popular or known about just because it's not been visited very often, but it's an awesome place to go. So take over, Trip. What do we need to know about Lake Martin?
Well, first of all, it is one of the crown jewels for the state of Alabama recreation-wise. It's a gorgeous lake.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful lake, and full of spotted bass, but kind of a quick history, and it's kind of unique for me as tournament director and also as a seasoned tournament guy on mm-hmm. Lake Martin. I fished there, you know, for 40 years now. I fished literally hundreds, if not thousands, of tournaments on that lake. And I like to tell people that, you know, I can still catch them sometimes. I've had my run. My old team partner, Chris Ingram, my current best friend team partner, Felton Langley, and a host of other guys have been great on that lake. You know, I won the Everstar Series, 3 BFLs, a bunch of team tournaments. But a guy today sitting to my left, he's not a household name in the world of bass fishing on a broad scope, but if you talk about Alabama, Central Alabama, and primarily Lake Martin, Chad Miller is the guy to beat. He just won a big federation two-day.
He's shaking his head.
Yeah, he just won a big federation two-day event here. He just almost lapped the field. A big Kobe Carden. Kobe's mm-hmm. a great angler, as we know, classic angler. But Chad, he's a very humble guy, as you're going to hear on this podcast, but he's a great angler. But I'm looking forward to seeing what the lake can do. It's 44,000 acres.
Mm-hmm.
It's only down about 7.5 or 8 feet, which is normally down about 10 to 12 feet. But the Alabama Power and FERC have changed that. So I think moving forward, unless we have a real drought like we had last year, it's only going to go down, which makes it fish bigger.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had the rains that we typically have. Usually November, December, we get that 3 to 4 inch heavy rain, you know, over a short period of time that muddies up the creeks. That has not happened. So the lake's a little bit different, but it's still going to be great. You're going to see a lot of numbers. It's not going to be a Toledo Bend or Sam Rayburn. You know, a 20-pound bag is probably, we could see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it probably won't happen. But I think we'll see 17, 18-pound mm-hmm. bag. But to follow that up, you're not going to do that every day.
Now, this is a Coosa River lake.
No, Tallapoosa.
Tallapoosa? See, I'm from Iowa. I don't remember that. So is it how many lakes are on that river?
Well, the Tallapoosa starts up in Georgia
okay.
and flows down through Harris Reservoir. Harris is relatively new. It was built back in the 70s. And from there, flows into Lake Martin. And then below Lake Martin, you have what we call the Middle Pond. That's Yates,
mm-hmm.
and then Thurlow, and then into the Alabama River meets the Coosa.
Okay.
Well, the Tallapoosa meets the Coosa and forms the Alabama River right in Wetumpka, where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And from there all the way to the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay, so it's a big body of water. I think there's over 700 miles of shoreline.
Yep, at one time it was the largest or had the most shoreline of any man-made reservoir in the country. Now, that was back in the 70s.
You look at it from Google Earth, it's enormous. And when I say enormous, there's so many creeks and coves and cuts and everything. It just, you can tell there's a ton of water.
And it's going to fish, I think it's going to fish from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
My analogy of it is I tell people, just spread all five fingers on your hand. That's kind of what Lake Martin looks like.
Mm.
From a tournament director's perspective, I love it because it can blow 30 miles an hour and we can still fish.
Right.
Because you're going to have a few rough spots, but for the most part, you can get around. So we don't worry about it from that perspective. But I think it's going to fish big. I think it's, you're going to catch fish all over. And I know I'm not letting Chad talk, but real quick, I fished a tournament on January 6th. It was 19 degrees at takeoff. Our first fish came out of 2 feet of water, and we caught fish 30 feet deep. I'm sure there will be fish caught a range of depths. When I won the Everstart way back when, I narrowly defeated Jason Quinn, former lead angler. I caught my fish in 5 to 6 feet of water, and he was fishing close to 70 feet deep.
Wow.
So that's the range you're going to see on Lake Martin.
So it's going to appeal to anglers of all strengths that have different techniques and methods. Right. So, Chad, big fish. What's a big fish you have caught out of there?
The biggest fish I ever caught off Lake Martin was 8'4".
That's a big fish anywhere.
Yeah, one thing about Chad's sack, usually when it comes in, and this is what you're going to see in this tournament, is that he's great at having a 4 or 5 pound fish in there.
Mm-hmm.
To anchor that sack. And my rule of thumb way back when is if I could catch 10 pounds, if I could hit double digits, I would get a check. But nowadays, you need that 3 to 5 pound kicker because you're going to see a lot of, I mean, we weighed a spot down there in an invitation that weighed 7 ounces one time. I never forget it.
But count then, it.
But there was another time where a guy caught a 7-13 spot. I didn't believe it when they told me it was in the line. I said, no way. And if the fish weighs 7-13.
That's an impressive spot.
Yeah, but a 5 pound largemouth is a big fish. And to have that in your bag every day with a good average of spot and largemouth, and the better bags are probably going to be mixed.
Mm-hmm. Do you target largemouth over spots, or is it the time of year?
I just fished the lake. I just got a milk run I usually run now. I used to fish just run all the way back to the creek, and one certain creek stay there a lot, but now mm-hmm. I just fish the whole entire lake. I started Wind Creek and worked my way all the way around to the other end of the lake, you know, and it's just, you know, like Tripp said, it's just going to take a mixed bag, I'm pretty sure. And I'm probably saying if you can catch 12 pounds a day, you're going to be in the hunt. That's for sure. I would think so.
So looking at less than 50 pounds across the 4 days to win is likely. Or do you think they'll break 50?
I'm guessing maybe 55.
Really?
Well, we're going to pay, I think, 50-plus places, I think 52 or 53 places. After 2 days, I think 9 pounds a day will probably get you a check.
Yeah,
okay. And so that, I'm guessing if you're looking to get a check, 9 pounds a day, is that going to consist of mostly spots, you think, if you're in that smaller weight range?
Could be both.
Yeah. I know it's hard to predict, but it's just with spotted bass in the mix, it really throws a interesting perspective in the whole thing because you can go out and catch probably a limit without too much work of spots that weigh about 5 pounds.
Right. Well, there's two things with the lake, and I want to get Chad's take on this, that the lake has changed in two ways. I talked about the water not being as low, and now we have blueback herring, which we've never had in that lake, but they've gotten in there probably through the striped fishermen, I don't know. It's not for me to judge, but they're in there, and I've seen big schools of them, and the spots are fatter. The fishing just gets better and better on the lake. So, Chad, what do you think about these? What's happening to the lake?
I know the fish are definitely getting deeper. I'm the last couple of tournaments I fished up here, I've caught some of the biggest largemouth I've caught in 25 to 30 foot of water, and I've never caught largemouth that deep before in my life on Lake Martin. I've fished it my whole entire life.
Yeah.
And I'm fishing a lot deeper now to catch bigger fish. When I caught that 665 in the Federation, I was fishing 30 foot of water trying to catch a 2 pound spot and caught that big largemouth out there, and I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know that's the biggest fish I ever caught that deep on Lake Martin.
So if you're dealing with a fish that isn't supposed to be there, do you find the spots in shallow sometimes on the wood if you're looking for largemouth? Do they intermingle quite a bit?
Like Tripp said, you can catch them right now in 1 foot of water to 40 foot of water.
Tell them about the spot you caught the other day.
Yeah, I caught a spot the other day. It was right at 5 pounds up there, and she wasn't in 2 foot of water, even probably 2 foot of water.
That's just amazing. You know, we get to travel the country. We see some amazing fisheries. There's a lot of places that make sense as an angler. Like, it makes sense on Gunnersville they're going to punch up all kinds of great big fish. But this could be – we really don't have a way to predict how it's going to be won.
No.
I mean, it could be anyway.
The weather change on Lake Martin, clear water, dingy water, if we get rain, you know, it's going to be – it's anybody's ball game on Lake Martin, because whoever just gets to catch a couple of 5 pounds in those days can blow it away for sure.
So just as a question here, how far up the river can they go
to what we call the shoals.
Okay.
And you can't run above there. It's uphill rocks. So.
Okay.
But you can run to the shoals. Now, it gets a little treacherous up there when the water drops, you know, 5 or 6 feet. From Wind Creek, that's probably, what, Chad, 15 miles?
Probably 15 miles, yeah.
Yeah, then downriver to what we call the lower end is another 15 miles to Kalijah Bridge, and from there you can go to the right towards Parker Creek. The Narrows, another, I don't know, 6-8 miles. You can go to the left, a little Kalijah, another 5-8 miles. So it's, like I say, the lake's almost round.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take from where we're taking off at Wind Creek State Park in the back of the creek, and what we call Pitchford Hollow, which is up past the golf course, crow flight wise, it's only like 3 miles.
Sure.
Maybe 3 or 4 miles.
You got to go around.
But by boat, it's 30 minutes.
So from dam to off limits at the shoals, how long a run would that be?
25 miles,
probably
30 miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's not by today's standards, it's really not that big a run.
It's a cold run, though, if it's about 19 degrees.
It's cold, but see, on the east side of the lake, you have two really big creeks, starting with Blue Creek on the south end, Sandy in the middle. Manoa Creek above there is not as big as Sandy or Manoa, as Blue, but Blue Creek is almost like another entire lake.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes over towards Auburn, that way towards Daville. Kelly J. lives in Daville. Greg Benson grew up in Daville, LX City. The Auburn fishing team guys probably fish and put in Blue Creek a lot. But it's just it's a great tournament lake. I think every inch of it is going to be fishable.
You know, something that we always love is a big fish festival, like Amistad or Gunnersville or Toledo Bend, where you know you're going to see a giant. That's something that I think the fans really like. But those of us that love bass fishing and love tournaments love a tight race. And, I mean, I think we're looking at a scenario where everybody's in pretty good standing to catch a limit every day. I mean, it's possible somebody won't, but they're there. There's good numbers of them. Do you see what kind of factors make that lake really tough to fish in general?
Clear water, probably.
That makes it harder.
Clear water and no wind.
Right. Okay.
Bluebird skies and no wind on Lake Martin, it could be extremely, extremely tough.
But, Chad, on a good day, how many keepers will you catch, you think?
Shoot, on a good day, you can catch 40 in a good day, you know, for sure. Easy, you know. But my average days, if you're fishing, you know, strictly just trying to catch 5 big fish, you know, you can catch at least 15 probably keepers a day, you know, for sure.
Yeah, man, on January 6th, we caught like 15 keepers. We saw water temps from 38 degrees to 48, and fishing was pretty good. It took 13 pounds to win. We didn't get a check. Matt Lee and Hunter Schrock fished the tournament.
Did they?
And they beat us. They were fifth, and we were sixth. But I think there were a lot of fish caught that day, as cold as it was.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's an interesting thing. Here in Alabama, we have such an array of different fisheries, and you know that Alabama has – it's the second most number of bass members, second or third. It's high on the list for Bassmaster folks, and I think there's a lot of people that live here because of the diversity of the fisheries. How is a local game going to play, you think, in the Elite Series versus guys that are just good in general? Is it going to be – would you predict a local winner? I know maybe you can't say that, but what do you think?
Well, the fact that you have a couple of local guys in there, including, you know, Rush Lane and people, Matt Heron has fished Martin for years and years. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Thomas, I've been around these elite guys, and they are so good. And figuring out that puzzle, man, they can figure it out like that. So, no, I'm not going to predict a local guy win it, nor am I going to predict a local guy lose it. These guys are just too good.
So, Chad, tell me about the last couple years fishing tournaments here. I know that every lake changes. It goes through cycles. What are a couple of the biggest changes you've seen here in recent years? We've talked about the bluebacks, but otherwise, what's going on there?
Like I said, the main thing is the bluebacks because the fish is just getting so much more deeper. I mean, I've used this, like trips, I always fish, you know, 10 foot or less, but the last 2 years, I've started moving out a whole lot more because now a lot of fish, you just don't see as many fish out there in the shallow water. I mean, used to, I work on the lake. I got a long business up there, and used to, you walk on the pier, and you see bream all around the docks and stuff. Mm-hmm. But now, you'll go up to the docks, and you won't hardly see any bream or mm-hmm. any, you still see spot tails around there, but you won't see as many bream up shallow as you used to. And there's a lot more vegetation, you know, grass stuff, like slimy stuff growing out there in the deeper water that wasn't there before neither, so... And I think a lot of bream, your bait fish stuff, is actually staying a lot deeper now, for sure.
So you mentioned grass. Is there going to be vegetation this time of year?
No, not this time of year. But this during the summer, when it gets really hot, there's some grass that's growing in the back of some of these little pockets, stuff mm-hmm. like that. That's just not that I hadn't really seen there in the last few years, but it's a little different. But like I said, I just don't see the bream as like you used to see around the docks. You used to, you go out there on a dock and you're going to see bream everywhere you go to, but now you just don't see as much mm-hmm. bream or shallow like that.
Okay. Well, is there, I'm guessing there's crappies in this lake.
Yeah.
And crappies are a good indicator of a quality bass fishery. What are the crappies like? Are they pretty good size?
They ain't like you see on a coosa chain, but they're, you can catch a lot of really good ones up in February. But I catch a lot of crappie. When I'm not bass fishing, I'm crappie fishing.
Yeah, yeah.
I love to eat crappie.
I do too.
Matter of fact, I went yesterday and found a lot of crappie, but they're not relating to the brush right now. You know,
they're out suspended and roaming.
Suspended roaming, and you'll catch one or two now, then they'll move, and then you got to fall them back down again and catch them like that. But when they relate to brush piles or something like that, and you just cast to them, or you whack them.
A lot of fun. Really, what's a big crappie on that lake?
2 pounds probably is a really big crappie. I've caught several over 2 pounds, but that's a showing off really big crappie for Lake Martin.
You know, our very own Brian Brasher, who is the editor at Bass Times, is a crappie fanatic. You know, we each have our own little niche that we like, and Brian is a crappie hound, and he's been talking about going down there. He said, you know, we should just go catch some crappies and see how the lake's going to fish, because he believes, he understands that in a good conservation world, quality crappies means quality bass fishing. Right. Same with bluegills.
This is a guy you need to get with, right?
So you got an open spot in your boat, and the grease is hot.
You call me when you're ready to go. We'll definitely go. I do more guy trips on crappie than I do by far bass.
We might have to put the crappie rods in the boat when we're shooting pictures on the Elite Series event. Okay. We ain't gonna mess around with pictures if they're biting. No.
There's one thing I want to ask Chad about, and what people are going to see if they get on Lake Martin. The economy's good, mm-hmm. and the construction is wide
blooming,
open.
Blooming.
And there are, the fact that the water's on, like I said, if it's down 10 or 12 feet, most of the docks are on dry ground.
Yeah.
That's not the case now. Mm-hmm. And there are a bunch of new docks on this lake. That will be a pattern.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get Chad's take on that.
I don't think there's a day that you could fish on Lake Martin that you couldn't win a tournament on dock fishing on Lake Martin. I mean, there's so many fish on docks. I mean, there's so many docks in the water, too, that you can be a pattern and just running from dock to dock to dock and still win this tournament by far. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll probably, to the truth, we'll probably win more bigger fish off the docks than I have anything I fish on Lake Martin.
And that's the kind of thing, and I've heard that before across the nation, if there's docks in the water, it's one of the most prominent features and structures you can fish, that's where usually good numbers of big fish are. But, you know, if the guys figure out that deep game and they find bigger schools of fish, that could be a factor too.
There's no doubt, but... like with the water being not as low as it usually is, there's a lot more docks in the water like trips. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more docks. So before, when the lake would drop 10 or 12 foot, you didn't have just a few docks to really go fishing. If you're fishing behind somebody, it was tough to really get those bites. But
mm-hmm.
but now with that many docks being in the water, it'd be some good fish caught on the docks for sure.
So last couple of years, we had our Angler of the Year Championship at Mille Lacs in my home state of Minnesota. I felt a certain level of pride to go there 2 years in a row. It was fun to have that area of my history shown off, and I was proud of it. So now we've got a big tournament coming to your home waters. Does that bring up some pride for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to see what happens.
Are they going to be giving you waypoints when they're done?
No. You know, I live on Lake Jordan, But Lake Martin has always been, I used to live right near Kalijah Bridge, and it's always been near and dear to my heart. And I'm excited to see what the world's best anglers, how they figure out the puzzle mm-hmm. on this lake and see what happens.
So another thing that's come about, and you guys have you've seen the fishing game evolve from the days that you started, and things have changed dramatically, even in the last couple of years. Do you foresee the anglers that are very accomplished and adept with their electronics, is that going to be a huge factor for these fish?
I think so.
Definitely.
Well, it's I mean, we saw that last year at Cherokee. A lot of the guys, you know, standing still, head down, they're looking at their unit and working a fish vertically. I mean, but a guy can still go in, pitch a jig to a stump, and catch a big bass at the same time. So it's not going to be just a single pattern.
Right. I think it will play to all angler strengths.
Right. I do, too. I mean, you can catch them, like I said, you can catch them in 2 foot of water, 40 foot of water, on anything. I mean, these fish will bite if you get around them most of the time.
Do they move a lot in cold weather especially? Is it something that kind of pushes them shallow and deep, or do they kind of hang out where they hang out?
Well, the Lake Martin, a lot of people think that the more brighter it gets, the more deeper they go. But a lot of times, the brighter it gets, the more shallow these fish would go. You mm-hmm. know, so, I mean, just like I said, you can catch fish all day long in 2 foot of water, and you can catch fish all day long in 40 foot of water.
So we talked a little bit ago about worst-case scenario conditions, clear water, bluebird skies. What's your ideal condition on that lake?
I like the sun because it relates them to the docks better and trash better, you know. But you always want some wind by far, you know. Mm-hmm. The 10-mile-an-hour wind and just like an overcast day. Not solid overcast, but you want some sun also mixed into it. And it makes the fish bite a whole lot better for sure.
Chad, I wanted to ask you, talked earlier about we haven't had that 3 to 4 inch heavy rain where it muddies up the creeks. And Thomas, I very seldom have I ever seen it too muddy mm-hmm. on Lake Martin.
Really?
Usually, yeah. I mean, we get these rains and muddies up the creeks and really makes it good fishing, you know, up shallow and stuff. But we haven't had that this year. It's not to say we won't have it before tournament time, but I mean, what do you see in Chad with the lake and the lack of rainfall?
I think the fish are going to still bite really good, especially around the upper part of the lake, you know, around the Wind Creek. And I believe your bigger largemouth is going, you're going to see more largemouth waiting on it in the lake. And even if the water is, like Tris said, even if the water is muddy or even clear like it is right now, the largemouth is still going to bite this mm-hmm. time of year for sure.
So if we're, where are we taking off out of?
Wind Creek.
And that's a state park?
Wind Creek State mm-hmm. Park. That's okay. That's where every tournament is held, unless it's just a small club event. Mm-hmm.
And we'll be weighing in the same location.
Yes.
So when we're getting to that situation, obviously, if you look at the forecast, we've got rain coming the next couple of days, but nothing real heavy and not really a washout. We're going to have some more cold weather, and this has been a colder weather in Alabama than normal, as I'm learning. It's been wonderful by my account. I like the snow melting as fast as it does, but that was cool. So we can probably guess we're not going to get a ton of rain. So we can generally estimate, and of course we can get surprised because you can never judge the weather, but let's say it all goes that route. Big bass of the tournament, an estimation from both of you guys, and then a big bag of the tournament. What would you guess? Start Chad.
I'd say 7 pounds probably be your big bass, and probably the biggest sack of the tournament. Well, I'd probably like to hear probably 17 pounds, I think. Probably.
Really?
Probably the biggest bass.
Yeah, I'm going to say between 7 and 8. I remember way back before I started bass and 91, late 80s, we had a tournament there, and Renault Pelletier caught a 9, almost 10-pounder. But that's a rare bass on Lake Martin.
Mm-hmm. That's a big
bass. But, you know, maybe 7.5 pounds, being that it's in February. They're as big as they're going to get right during the month of February, leading right up to the spawn, which, you know, is another thing. Last year, end of February, these fish were thinking about spawning
mm-hmm.
because it was so warm. Different this year. And I think we'll see an 18-pound bag. I'll be surprised if we don't. I'll be surprised if we see more than 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm. So something like that is likely not repeatable across 4 days. That's
right.
Going to be a surprise bag.
But I think we'll see a bunch of 12-pound bags and a whole bunch of 10-pound bags.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So, Chad, I tell you what, I've talked with some of the elite guys, and they've had some funny stories about this guy. He kind of plays his cards close to his vest, you know, and he's humble, but we all know when he's on that lake with a rod in his hand, he's a hammer.
Oh, no doubt. out.
And you said that, too. Do you have a particular memory in years past that you can say, yeah, Tripp really buffaloed me and just hammered him or something like that? Or what are your experiences with this guy in the lake?
That's Tripp every time. Every time you ask him what he's got, he's always going to be 2 pounds under what he says he's gotten alive with. That's for sure. You ask him what he's got, and he's like, well, I got 12 pounds, and then he comes in with 14 pounds. So
they just weren't as heavy. They're heavier than I thought.
Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty standard procedure?
That's right.
No so doubt. Favorite tournament. Reach way back. I know you've got a long file of experiences. I want to hear the story about your favorite tournament.
Well, my favorite tournament's easy. It was not counting the wins, but it was a simple Piney Woods Championship out of Wind Creek. My buddy Donnie Johnston couldn't fish. I fished by myself. It was in February. It was right around Valentine's Day. So I had to go to a Valentine's dance that night, that Saturday night. And I had five.
That sounds like a good story in itself.
I had five that weighed 23.4. It was just, it was magic.
Wow.
It was, and I went to swing a 5-pounder in, hit the side of the boat. But it was one of those, I've told Ben. Ben and I fished, our youngest son, Ben, we fished a tournament early September one time. And we had 21 pounds. Second place was 8 pounds. I said, son, you may never, ever have another day like this on this lake.
Mm-hmm.
So when all the stars align, every move you make is the right move. And kick catching that 6 or 7, the day we had 21 pounds, middle of the day, I caught a 6-8, you know, in the middle of the day. And I said, I think it was 12:30. I said, well, let's go north because nobody's going to even sniff this. So I know he's had those kind of days. But that's kind of my favorite memory.
Your favorite memory is from your boat?
Probably the tournament that me and my son, first tournament we ever won together, we fished the Owl House Outdoors TV show tournament, and it's probably the first tournament that I grew up fishing with Hoppy Ward, but that's the first tournament my son actually fished with me, and we won that tournament, and he was got CSF on TV that tournament. That's probably the favorite tournament I've ever had, probably.
What'd you weigh?
We had, I think it's 17 pounds, I think. We beat Dunny Johnson, like Tripp said. Dunny Johnson, he used to be a show enough one to beat, too. Also went to fish with Tripp, so, but that was probably one of the best memorable ones I had. And me and my son, we weighed in also 23 pounds up here three years ago, and just a little things they threw together at Wind Creek State Park, and we caught a 6.5-pound fish the same day, right in the middle of the day, and we lost a 5-pounder that same day. So, it was like 11 pounds of second place that day. So, it's on days like that when you just so memorable everything you'll never forget, you know, for sure.
I tell you what, there are some of those days where you can't do anything wrong.
Right. You want my least favorite memory?
Yes. Well, yes. That's
okay,
a great
my least favorite memory was I was part time, we had a Bass Invitational. And had all this build up, you know, and people talking about trip welding, blah, 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 this, and this. First day we have 2-hour fog delay, I went fishless. Zero.
Zero.
And, but, you know, you just come in and take your medicine and move on. I will talk real quick about the Everstart tournament that way back when. The first day I caught one fish, and it weighed 2 pounds and change. Second day, I came in with a limit, and I moved up. Their format was a little bit different then, and I made it to the final day, and it was a one-day wait. And I think I had 13-something, and Jason Quinn, as I mentioned, had right at 13. But, yeah, the first day of that tournament, I caught one fish. And so it kind of gives you a perspective of the lake, although I think the lake's better now.
Mm-hmm. Well, any lake can be unforgiving. I mean, you talk about the smallmouth factory, Mille Lacs. You can get blanked out there, too. We've seen that happen. But they're all their own beast. So,
well, I know we fished this Wind Creek Bass Trail, and the first tournament, I think Chad was – I think the lake was off-limits for the Federation guys.
Right.
But his son, Jeremy – could have blown that tournament away, so I understand he lost several big fish, and so that's probably one of his least favorite days.
Yeah.
You have those, don't you?
Yeah, we all have them, that's for sure. No matter how good you are, how big you think you are, you can always be put in your spot.
It's a humbling sport. So before we wrap this up, you have any, I guess, closing thoughts for our listeners about Lake Martin?
You know, from my perspective as tournament director, I just want everybody to come out and see these pros. It's a great time of year with nothing else going on. We're right at the tail end of deer season.
Yeah, by the way, before you finish, having a tournament on the closing weekend of deer season, we need to talk about that next time.
Well, you know what? It used to always end January 31st, and DNR extended it a couple of weeks, and so it's just kind of folded into that mix, I guess.
Well, hey, it is what it is, but it's going to be an exciting event.
Right. right, no doubt.
Well, I'm glad you guys came in. We're looking forward to it. We're a couple weeks out from the actual tournament, but look, if you're wanting to experience an elite season, an elite series event early in the season, and watch some of the best talent there is tackle likely tough conditions, tackle a tough lake, you're going to see that talent shine. This is a great opportunity to see a really good angler excel.
Should be a great kickoff of the 2018 Elite Series.
And if you don't know nothing about the lake, you can follow these pros around. They don't mind it one bit. And then if you want to learn the lake, then that's a good way to do it also. So
yep.
It's going to be a good experience for everybody.
Well, you know, here at Bassmaster, we love to have fans on the water. And if you do come, obviously give that angler some respect and stay off of his spots. And if he's just milling around out there in open water, you never know where that spot's going to be. So they're good about telling you, but give them room and learn about the lake. It's a great chance to do it.
If you can't be on the water, log on to Bassmaster Live, Bassmaster. Yep. .com and you're going to see a variety of fishing methods. Mm-hmm. I think this time on Bass, it's not going to be everybody flipping weeds,
right,
or everybody shaking a Damiki rig. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to see a wide array of techniques,
and that's a great chance to learn something. Hey, this has been a lot of fun. If you've ever spent any time on an Alabama lake, this is one of the crown jewels. As Tripp says, it's absolutely beautiful. I saw it for the first time last week, and it's a stunning body of water. So you're not only going to have fun and learn some stuff, you're going to be able to see a beautiful scenery there. So from Bassmaster's tournament director, Tripp Weldon, local hammer, Chad Miller, thanks for being here, guys. It's been a lot of fun. And please, if you're enjoying this podcast, share it with your friends, rate each show, and continue to download the shows. We appreciate it. It's a lot of fun. This is Inside Bassmaster. This has been Thomas Allen. Thanks for being here. Row Tide.
Row Tide. Row Tide.